Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about being honest with God. And some of us can probably find that quite easy and others of us maybe not so much. And then there's probably also those of us who do find it easy at times, seasons where we go, oh, we're not honest with God. We don't want to admit some things. And you gave this message at one of our heart afternoon teas with a wonderful group of ladies, and then we had an opportunity to be able to talk about it in small groups afterwards. But it's a great time to be able to chat about it here on our podcast. So you shared three passages of scripture, and each passage of scripture you asked a question, and it was a question that each person could then be prompted to think about, well, am I honest with God in this way? And these were some of the questions. The first was, are you real, God? And I think you were suggesting that it's because at times in our lives when maybe we're not honest or when things are going difficult in life, we begin to question, well, are you there, God? Are you really here?
Yeah, when we don't maybe see the hand of God in our life, prayers that seem unanswered, we often question. I guess, you know, at times when you're a bit lower in your belief, in your trust, in your faith, and you go, God, are you really there?
So that was the first question. Then the next question was in connection to a scripture of the paralytic, the man who can't walk very well, who tries to get down into the pool of Bethsaida to be healed. And Jesus asks him the question, do you want to be made well? And it's an interesting question because you'd think straight away if someone asked us that, we'd go, well, of course I want to be made well. But there was more depth to it than that. Do you want to explain a bit about that?
Well, sometimes I think we can get stuck in a rut and get so used to being in that rut, whether or not it's, for this man, it was 38 years of sickness. Could be disease, could be cancer, could be relationship, could be family environment, could be situation, even work, career-wise. And it's like you can't get out of it. So in a way, you just go, well, and you have to say, this is where I'm at, but you give up. You don't even have any dreams or hopes anymore. You just give up and go, well, this is my life. But not happy still. It's like, oh, this is my life. Wow. This is my life and I'm stuck here and so I'm just stuck here. And I've got to just put up with it. Whereas that's not our God. Our God, what does he? He's the God of hope. He's the God of transformation. He's the God of good. He's the God of helping, of healing. So don't you think he'd want a better life for us if we're not happy? And if we're not happy, we have to question why. But if he could come and do something, don't you think he would go and help his children? Think of us as parents. You know, we who are sinful still, what does it say, give good gifts to our children. Don't you think, it says in scripture, don't you think our Father then would give us good gifts?
Yeah.
So he's asking, do you really want to get well, or you're just so used to it that you've just given up? Or you like the pity. You don't like where you are, but you like how everyone then looks at you and maybe cares for you or sees you. Whereas before, if your life's doing well, they don't even see you in life, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it made me think of, if we bring it into a context for some of us, like in today's world, for some of us, let's say maybe who are health-wise unwell, I can understand that question being asked, do you want to be made well, and someone saying, well, yes, I do, and then putting into place things that for some conditions would help you get better. But then another way of thinking about that question is, so let's say there were some dreams in your life you wanted to achieve but you haven't done it, have you become apathetic and that's where right now you're like, well, I'm just going to stay in this job, and why are you doing it? Because, well, it's just easy.
I'm in my comfort zone, because this is where I am.
So the question of do you want to be made well is actually a question about your comfort zone. Do you want to move?
Yeah, do you want to change?
Yeah, you know, I've called you to something different. Maybe it is to study. Maybe it is to a new job. Maybe it's moving your family somewhere to a new city. Like, there's lots of things that question could be sticking at.
Yeah, it makes me think, you know, when a little child all of a sudden walks along and then they drop because they don't want to walk anymore.
Yes.
And the mother then goes, oh, come on.
Yeah.
And they just, no, I can't walk anymore. It's too hard. So the mother goes back and picks them up.
Hmm.
But then they realize, whoa, that worked the first time. So then they do it even more.
Hmm.
And so it's like you grow up knowing I can bargain in many ways or bribe in many ways my way through life at different times because, oh, it's too hard. Mum will then help me.
Hmm.
No, Mum, I can't do it. It's too hard. All right, okay. Because, you know, mums are so soft-hearted in many ways. Mm. Sometimes you can feel like they're tough, but they love you to bits. You know, it's like, oh, I can't do that because my heart, I've got a weak heart.
Mm.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I've got a weak heart, like an excuse.
Mm.
And I think that's what Jesus was pointing to this man. He was using, I can't get into the water because no one's helping me. And if you don't get in when the water's there and the angel or whatever is stirring the water and the healing's going to happen, he's using it as an excuse.
Mm. Yeah. And if we asked ourselves the same question then,
we could
ask ourselves, what excuses am I making in my life in certain areas?
Because like, I don't want to change. Because it's too hard.
Or because, like you were saying, the comfort of where I am is quite nice.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean I'm happy, or it doesn't mean that I'm challenged, and maybe you should be challenged to be more.
Yes.
You know, that God's made you to be. So I think it's a bit of a confronting question. And sometimes, like, answering that question,
you've got to be honest.
Yeah, you do.
With yourself.
Mm.
Sometimes you don't want to be honest even with your own self, let alone anybody else who asked the question.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a question that really, well, can cause people to, I don't know, be a bit squirmish of like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, if we're honest. And then the third question that you asked us was, the question is, what do you want me to do for you? So it was like being honest about
what to God, what do you truly want?
Yeah.
Do you want from me?
And again, sometimes that's being honest with ourselves and God. I think sometimes, for some of us, though, we don't want to ask because we feel like we should be carrying the weight or the, you know, or there's others in more need, so I won't ask.
Yes. You get that just in life. When I was a pharmacist, I would get the customers, the patients would come in and you'd be talking to them and I'd say, did you share that with the doctor? And they go, oh, no, he's too busy.
Yes,
I've heard them say that. He's the one who needs to be shared the health area that you're talking to me about, because he needs to know, because he's the one who prescribes and looks at your issues, you know. And I used to try and not laugh out loud and go, you know, and encourage them, you need to go tell the doctor. So it's like when Jesus said, what do you want? You really got to not say, oh, well, God doesn't have the time for me, or I don't want to burden him with my issues. When is that a burden for God?
Yeah.
You know, he's got broad shoulders, way broader than ours. And sometimes that's the environment that you grew up in. That's like a cultural thing that don't be a burden to people. So therefore you put it on God as well. Don't be a burden to God. And that's not, God doesn't see us like that. There is, I think, sometimes often a habit we've got into or a cultural thing that is ingrained in us that isn't necessarily of God's kingdom's ways, that we have to, I guess, listen to the Holy Spirit and acknowledge it so that God can come in and change us and transform us.
Well, I think that kind of moved into your next part of your sharing, which was the passage in the Bible where Jesus asked the disciples, who do you say that I am?
Yeah. Who is God to you?
Yeah, and they say, well, you're the Messiah. And if we answer that for ourselves and say, well, he is God the Messiah, well, then we can marry that with, when we ask God to do something, we can ask him to do something because of who he is.
He does come.
And he does want to help us in our situations right where we are, and we don't have to shoulder it alone.
Yes.
It makes me think, I was only sharing on a few days ago about the scripture in Matthew is, you know, if you're carrying heavy burdens, God will make them light. You know, come to me all who are weary and I will give you rest. Like, that's what God wants to do for us.
Yes.
And so when we can also answer the question, so who is God to us? And many of us, it's funny, sometimes we're funny people, aren't we? We can in one section say, but God is a person who saves and loves and wants to be with me.
But I don't ask him to come and save me. But at the same time,
yes.
And it can be stubbornness, pride, again, cultural, and not an understanding of really who truly God is.
Yeah. But sometimes it's not even pride. It's
I'm not worthy.
But why, yes. It's why would he do that for me?
Yes.
Like, there's others more worthy than me.
I know, but what does God say?
Mm.
No one is worthy but the Lord.
Mm.
So that's why he took all the sins on himself for us. And so when you say no one is worthy, you just come to God and say, Lord, I'm not worthy to ask you for help, but you tell us to come boldly to your throne.
Mm.
I want to praise and adore you for what you've done as my Saviour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I humbly ask, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing because your whole sharing is just about that being honest with God, because it's when we're truly honest that he can come into our lives in a deeper way, because honesty allows that.
Well, we are letting down the mask.
Yeah.
We're actually surrendering and acknowledging who he is and who we are, and basically saying, putting up the white flag and saying, I need help.
Mm.
Whereas because of that, he needs the invitation.
Yeah.
Mm. Even though he'll still maybe prod us and poke us and put us in an environment so that we would bring down the walls and break down the barriers and show our true selves, he waits for the invitation.
Yeah. I wanted to finish with the scripture that you finished your sharing with, which was in Ephesians, and it's chapter 3. We'll just read verse 20, and it says this. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And it's just such a beautiful scripture because it does remind me of like God working within us does allow us to do more than we can ask or imagine.
He's the hope.
And he's so when we're honest with God,
yes,
he then is allowed to come into our lives
and
more.
And do exceedingly above.
And it helps us to do that and helps us, you know, when we've talked about that earlier question of the comfort zone, I don't want to shift. But when he's in your life, he helps you do the shift.
Yes.
So I think it's just a great reminder. So the weekly challenge, I think, is probably pretty straightforward this week.
Answer the questions.
Answer the questions and be honest with God.
Mm.
Yeah, so be honest with God. We would love to hear your comments about how you're able to be honest with God, and maybe why you find it difficult to be honest with God. We would love to be encouraged by what you have to share with us. So make sure that you drop a comment, write to us. That would be wonderful. And so thanks for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed our chat, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.